glad we can be here. I hear that yesterday you finished the department, so today we're just spending on the entity. Obviously, usually in the year, in the beginning of the year, we call the entities themselves to come and give their input so that we can investigate them. But we only have very limited time. We have literally 2 days for this department and all its entities. And without me being too disrespectful to Parliament and its processes, when we do these processes, we've already passed the budget. This is like doing an annual report of 2 years or a year ago, and then looking at the performance of this year. So it's all mixed up. We've engaged Parliament a few times to change these procedures and do them differently, because clearly the money bill processes are very important, but in our view, this committee's view, we're doing it in a way that doesn't do justice, because we're repeating things that have already been done. We've already passed the budget, and now we're looking at something that's in the past, but it's already been approved by us. I mean, the latest letter, it's so funny that the latest letter actually says, please, if you want to make any suggestions to the amendment of the department's budget, feel free to do so. Well, the problem is we're not getting an input on the budget, because you yourselves are still engaging the processes with Treasury. I mean, you know, so for us to get inputs on a budget that may or may not be approved, and then to make suggestions that it's to be amended, is just nonsensical. But be all that as it may, that is just a short explanation why we've not called the entities themselves. What we just really want to do with each entity, DG, as I explained, is just a short explanation where they are at the moment, how they're going. We know that one of the financials from the AG's input yesterday is not as what it should be. The others seem relatively good. So that kind of brief synopsis we need on each entity. And then if there are questions, which there shouldn't be too many, obviously we'll then take them. That is just as a bit of explanation. Now I'm very happy to welcome Minister. Minister, obviously if you want to start for us and say anything, you're happy to say later, that's fine. But welcome once again, and as I said, you welcome here in time. You don't have to make appointments and stuff to be here. We always accommodate you. Alright, so let's start, DG. Let's see. This is a new thing, so let's see how it goes with you just doing a short input on the end.
Good morning, Chair, committee members. Good morning, Minister. And the entities here, our members of staff currently in the room. The message has conveyed to yourself, the Chair has elaborated on it. Indicated earlier that we couldn't all have you here at the same time. All it helps if space allowed for others to hear and prepare themselves and tighten up where they were loose. But nonetheless, I think currently in the room we do have the TCTA, which we're going to start the proceedings. We also have Water Research Commission, and then the CMAs will come later. Let me take the opportunity to introduce those of the entities who are here as we present in the form the Chair indicates, where if this question becomes a bit tricky, it's their duty to assist us. We've interpreted their presentation, appreciate them. We do have from the TCTA, because you are far, if you stand up and indicate your presence, James Ndlovu, COO of TCTA. Yeah, okay. And we also got Mr. Lebuhang Totenyana, the board member of TCTA. You're not with the group, sir? Thank you. Right. And then from the Water Research Commission, Iman Kararu, acting CEO, and then we've got Naresh Patel, the CFO. We've already done our part, Chair, and the Water Research Commission was here, TCK was not. They, of course, went well, and it's welcome in the past. I used to work for entities. The children used to do so well, the entities, and the parents not so well. But so it was pleasing, they tell me as well, just to hear that the parent is actually walking straight. There's the story of a school class, which when it walks, it works crookedly. But once the children walk straight, so it always helps when the parent is walking straight and can tell the children walk straight. So with those few words, let me welcome Tokos Gwaza, who is our Chief Director, Institutional Oversight. The link between the department and his entity is going to do the presentation. He's got support and both as well. Everybody were here, but she will be doing it and has taken note of the comments made by the chair that she should be brief one to cover all of them. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Now, all the first lot of slides I can see you don't need to give. Start with the project.
Thank you very much, members of the portfolio committee, Minister, I greet you and good morning. I think we are doing this presentation, it's good to start with CPA because you have been in the Lesotho Water Highlands, and I therefore think that you have a better understanding now of CCPA. And Chair already organized the when we are going to start with the project.
Don't worry, I'll help you along. I already know where you're going from there, so quickly go through those just to give us an idea of what work they're doing.
Chair, I think TCCA, as you know, they are more than 25 years in the sector. They focus on project financing, implementation, and liability
project,
management.
Ma, the projects, forget the rest.
Oh, okay.
We know what TCCA does.
Yeah.
This is not for today.
Okay.
Today, we're just getting a synopsis of what's going on with the organization.
Yes. If you remember, Chair, when they started as a specialized vehicle, they focused on the Lesotho Highlands project, where they were responsible for the South African portion of the delivery panel. They have also been involved in the Bad Water project, which is now almost at the last phase. They are also involved in the Val River Eastern Sustainable project, the first up, and they have also with a Moyengeri transfer team, which is on construction phase. They are also involved in the Bomati Water Scheme Augmentation. And the details on this project are the last, where we will go to the status of this project. There are two slides towards the end of the presentation. They are also involved in the Messi Popen Bohol project, which was a project aiming at revitalizing the existing and non-functional bohol. And they are also supporting the department in terms of the acid mine drainage. And
okay, go to performance.
And the performance is on
next slide.
Yes, I think the first issue with related to financial performance is the issue of the 24 million rand surplus. I believe the Auditor General did touch on this one, which was reflected in 2011. But it has changed because of the changes in the accounting policies. In the past, the assets used to be registered in the CCPA book, but there is a change now where the assets will be reflected in the department book.
And the Auditor General is in agreement with that? So they're happy with it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's fine.
And in terms of the credit rating, CCPA has continued to have a good credit rating in the market, which is typical for South Africa. because it enables us to have that muscle to borrow for additional funding in the market. And as a result, they got an unqualified audit report for the year 2012. In terms of the revenue generation...
No, don't worry that. Now the next one. The next one's more important. Let me hear about this. Bonuses. What bonuses?
Chair, that one, I must apologize. You are going to kill me for this one. The figures that are in your hard copy are 2010-11. And the figures that are in the board are 11-12. So I apologize for that. The copies are coming. So
okay.
If you can see, look at the bonuses as we appeared to you 2 years back.
Who agrees to these bonuses?
You can see here that there is a reduction in the bonuses.
Who agrees to the bonuses, Mom? Listen to my question. I don't care about the reduction.
Okay.
I just want to know who agrees to it.
The bonuses here are in terms of the guidelines for state entities.
Who agrees?
The chair is the board, and then through the business plan is signed off by the department. Chair, I'm asking.
See, it wasn't difficult, eh?
Chair, the minister has raised concerns about it. We are working on it, and we are waiting for the presidential review committee on salaries. We did not want to start on new policies until we receive the outcomes, because that one is looking at the overall policy issues around the salaries for all state entities.
That's fine, Ma. I just asked who approved it. I just wanted to know who that is. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Just hang on, my minister wants to say something.
May I say something? May I say that the Presidential Review Commission that Mr. Gaza is referring to has actually completed its work. It recently reported about a month ago. The objective of that is to ensure that all of our state entities, public enterprises, get alignment of salaries, packages, increments, bonuses given. I think previously even the salary design here was worked out by the board through the advice of some body that was commissioned. Of course, performance gets through evaluation, but if it is based on a particular percentage, it's done through that that body. We have all said that it's not always a good idea. If you give terms of reference of a particular nature, you will always get what the outcome is. So it is on that note that we thought that there should be a different approach, and that's why government then holistically approached this matter through the PRC, which report is now out. And I think in a while, I shouldn't say in a year's time or so, probably in 2 years' time at most, all government entities, public enterprises, companies and so on will be under one compliance mechanism, or rather streamlined mechanism.
Thank you, Minister. These are the bonuses for the top executives.
Yes.
Do the rest of the staff get bonuses or not? Lower down.
Chair, yes, they do, but the chief executive will explain in detail in terms of the numbers and the amounts. We did not focus on the staff below the executives.
Yeah, but this then gives a very warped picture, because this looks like only the top people then get money and then the staff doesn't. And one has got no way to see whether the top guys are only giving themselves more money and not for the people at the bottom where the need is more. So maybe you should get us another slide just to rectify the situation, that we have a clear picture here. But if you look at this, in 10 years' time, if someone looks at this, Johnny DeLanga may be dead. And you can't explain this. So you must at least, I mean, I understand you don't have to put every person there, but at least say category 5, 10 of them receive 10% of their salary or whatever. So we know at least what's going on, okay? Okay, next one.
Yes,
Thank you, Chair. The following one is around job creation and through CCPA involvement in infrastructure projects. About 982 jobs were created during the year.
Okay.
And the following line.
No, that's objective, forget that. Summary and conclusion. You did say that they've got an unqualified report. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, in terms of the overall performance, we in the department, we feel that they have performed excellently during the financial year under review, and they have participated in various policy development and initiatives in support of the department. So I think the overall relationship between us and CCPA is working well. There are issues that we need to improve on, but we are working together, and they are helping us to promote or to achieve the objectives of government, mainly around the infrastructure development.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Questions? Anyone from the department to add something? Happy? Questions on the committee? CCPA always seems to be well functioning, well paid and well functioning. Mr. Kosana?
Thank you, Chair.
Madri Kalala, Mr. Moore.
Chairperson, I just want to ask one question in relation to job creation for the disability. In terms of percentage, how much do you have disability employed in your sector? In terms of percentage, thank you.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the presentation. It was fun. It's just a pity that the slides are not numbered. Under projects, I'm just keeping interest to know how far is the department with the active mine drain pump station. What is actually, I remember when the Portfolio Committee visited the project. Well, maybe just for continuity sake, I would very much love just to hear that. Now we've gone that far. Thank you.
Now, especially the issue of the money, because they've told us now that the project cost, I think, is moving up to, was it 3 million or 3 billion? 3 billion or 2 billion or something? Huh? 2 billion something, yeah. Which clearly previously it was only a few hundred thousand. So that'll be very important if you can give us just an update on that if there's been any further development. Mr. Morgan?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation. Congratulations on your audit report. It's heartwarming that the institution will run so well, particularly because I think an institution like this needs to take on a much bigger role in infrastructure development in South Africa, and it's, you know, the closest we have to a kind of agency model, which I know that the minister itself is interested in. And you guys make a very, very good case on how this could work. So congratulations. We need also just use this opportunity to thank those who I haven't thanked personally for a quite outstanding you want to sort of expand and take a greater role in South Africa, and this is a financial question, to what extent would you actually have to have your own capital or have assets on your balance sheet? Is it desirable for the PCCA, in your opinion, to actually start keeping assets on its balance sheet instead of just handing them over to the department? As I started my interview, that, you know, I suspect that the department wants to have a greater role to play. I would think, though, that it would be easier to be able to generate competitive loan capital if you actually have an asset base of yourself. I'd appreciate your comments.
Also, if you can just, I know you've got an unqualified report, but just let me know if there were any points of emphasis on the report, okay? Just, or was it just completely no comment from the, was everything so rosy? Alright, answer those questions, department.
Okay, Chair, we've asked the CEO of TCTA to respond to the questions relating to the engine, and then if the CFO wants to add anything in terms of the recent pronouncement by Treasury, it's covered by
the CFO. Well, let's start with the CFO and the department.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're messing up the whole plan that they didn't have to be here. Part of my plan here was to see if the department knows what these entities are doing.
No, sorry, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. In terms of the funding for the AMD, for the last financial year, the 160 that was not spent, we have requested the rollover for that. The amount has been granted. And we do have that was allocated for this current year, which is 150. So all in all, it's 300 million that is available for the AMD. And last week we have given the directive to the CCCA to go ahead in terms of the awarding of the contract.
Yeah, but the budgeting, your projected budgeting of 2-something billion.
Yes.
I mean, have you engaged Treasury? What is their response?
I think we should give a holistic picture of the situation. The IMC, let me start there broadly, because that's where we function from. The Interministerial Committee working with its technical committee consisting of ourselves at DWA, GMR, GIA, several other departments, Science and Technology, Planning Commission, Planning, Ministry, Minister Manuel, and others, where our technical committees of geoscience and so on, all those directed that the technical committee should, as required by Cabinet, look at the total funding needs for dealing with the AMD, and that is related to AMD in its totality, not just this one project that TCTA deals with. Now, there are two responses to this question that we should give here. With regard to the TCTA project, because it's just one part of the project, you recall there's medium-term solution, short-term solution, medium-term solution, and long-term solution. With regard to the short-term solution, the required budget, as at the time when Treasury allocated us this 433 million, as at the time when it was allocated, our technical committee had not yet concluded the total costing for the project of the short-term. And we shouldn't have sound like this is a moving target or a growing need as identified from time to time, but we should also keep in mind that as at that time, the funding establishment of the real funding was not yet completed. After completion, that's where this 1-point-something billion then came to. By the way, let's also say that that still besides the long-term solution. We still still don't know what is going to be required in terms of the long-term solution, because long-term solution may include anything. It may well be that people from external fund it in various mechanisms and methods, as we have, the jury is still out. We have done requests for proposals to see who says what out there. Some come with very good ideas, some weird ideas, and so on and so on. Some never worked anywhere else. They may work in South Africa and so on. So, but this long-term solution, it's important to note that we're still not there yet. So if we say to you that this 1. Something billion or 2 billion is the final budget, we shall not be telling the truth. So the work is still going on to determine what the final budget should be and where we can actually also continue to make savings. This is, by the way, for the Western, Central and Eastern basins. For construction of that pipeline, as we ask the TCTA director, the TCTA to deal with. Now, the shortfall was for the first plant, by the way, is already commissioned. It's working. Is it for the central or for the? I always mix this.
The western
is working now. That's the one that's been upgraded fully. It's now functional. We're now moving on to do the central and then later the eastern. That's where the money is most. And when we were motivating to Treasury to give us an additional money over and above this 150 million rand, we're motivated by saying the same, something like this, Chair, that analogy about my mother's house. When we constructed our house, my mother didn't have much money, a lot of money. We constructed that house, and up to the window level, we all went to work, stopped building the house, and all went to work to find more money to come and construct the remaining part. So that's basically what we told Treasury that we're asking us to do. And therefore, we are not sure whether we'll find that money to complete this half house up to the window level. They then guaranteed us, therefore, that even if we are not giving you this money now, be guaranteed that we will give you this to complete this thing. So go ahead and do it. And it was on that basis, therefore, that we finally said last week only that do go ahead, even they give us this rollover, do go ahead and construct next year, or give you the additional money to actually finish this. So I'm saying, emphasizing that even this 1 billion, let's not sound like that it's all in all, it's complete. Thank you.
I think that's very clear.
Chair, the other question from Mr. Morgan and Mayor Sikalala on the funding requirement and also on job creation, ask the Hutch to respond to that.
Thank you, Chair. Morning, members. Mrs. Kosana's question, but not Mr. Morning. The question of Mrs. Kosana about percentage of job creation for disabled people is currently not reflected in the annual report. So that is a shortcoming in the annual report. It's for you, Chair, we'll have to beef it up, and in future we also have such reports in our in the annual reports. Mr. Morgan's question about the issue of assets, whether the currently, as Mr. Morgan quite correctly saying, the PCPA built infrastructure were then transferred to the departments, and they don't own assets. His question was, what about the future? And is something that will be discussed also, Minister, in the institutional realignment process? When you look at the future of the department's own construction and water resource infrastructure entity. And that's important because it's believed that it will, the TCTA may need assets in future to grow as corporatizing and have the balance sheet work better. So it may, entity may be restricted in its growth if this issue is not addressed. So I think it's a valid issue that will take forward with you in looking at the future model of the infrastructure branch of the department up to that. Thank you.
May I also add that in fact, Mr. Morgan, Honourable Mr. Morgan indicated that the agency model is the preferred one, as you indicated. If you read the National Planning Commission, report, national plan, it does say, reflect that there will be what? It talks about a similar entity or an agency. We've been toying around this matter, whether it is going to be necessary to establish another new fully-fledged agency, like another parastatal, or something like that. What do you do with the TCTA? What do you do with WTE, as you know? That is a quasi kind of an organization there. And what do you do with NWRI? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, we are receiving an outcome of this work. An outcome of this work, because we sent teams out to go and investigate the whole field there to see some mapping or do some mapping of business processes, which functions could be duplicated anywhere, everywhere. As you know, we have a construction unit in the NWRI that constructs dams that are also being constructed by TCTA off budget, so are they. Some of the functions that we are teasing out that are in NWTE are also sort of overlapping in this area. So we are looking at that area very, very carefully. In the final analysis, what we think should happen is that we will certainly have to have a kind of an entity or an agency that is being referred to, not so strong as referred to in the national plan, but something that will work for us and not having duplication of services and of functions. Some may be coming from WTE, some may be coming from NWRI, looking at CCTA as well. But also without overloading it with the day-to-day issues, remembering all the time that we need it for a movement faster to construct whatever we need to construct as infrastructure. So I'm saying the first, it's not the first phase, but almost the last report we are receiving this afternoon. If all goes well, we'll sharpen it, and we were decided actually to do it 2 days ago and move on. Our objective is that by the time we get to next year, early next year, we should have complete clarity, if not the beginning of implementation of some sort of this new kind of an approach. This is work that we do, by the way, with the DPR, which we reported to yourself earlier this year about.
I think an agency, but one that's close to the department,
not
one that, again, supposedly becomes a problem. The only thing I think we need to give some thought to is the, you know, this capacity they have now, Minister, to leverage money.
Mm.
Whether that seems to me have been a good capacity for us to have. I'm not always sure about the results of it in terms of who then bears the brunt, that the poor may have to then pay more for. But that's another question, that's an equity question. But that capacity is the only thing I think we must give some thought to.
Mm.
I mean, can DBSA, for example, do that if these are much more, if you get a structure that's much more closely aligned to the department, you're going to have problems with that capacity, because rating agencies may not, because it's so closely linked to government, give it that credibility. So I think that's the only thing we need to look at. That doesn't mean that, I mean, I think the discussions we've had in the committee and you've had, that clearly we all look at an agency that's closely linked to the department, because what that does, it gives you the capacity, like SAS, you can pay different salaries from the civil servants because they're an agency that's closely linked to Treasury, but they're not a unit of Treasury, so to speak, so you don't use the same salary, because I mean clearly we're not going to be able to give you the salary and the bonuses that the highly skilled people that are there now are there. If you're in the civil service.
No.
And that's the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So an agency is a good idea because it allows us to do that and give you a different salary structure, but your policies need to come. And then, as I said, the only issue that then I, in my own mind, have not worked out is this thing about that credit rating of yours, that you can go into the market and get money. Who is going to do that job for us is what you're going to have to look at, at later. So I just thought... just to summarize, it seems that a lot of the thoughts are all in the same direction. some things we just need to look at a bit more clearly.
May I just, I think the thought really is not to do away with CCTS, current ability and capacity, but rather to look at in ourselves internal in the department, whether there are certain functions that could also be loaded onto them, because currently we are doing some of the tasks that CCTA is actually supposed to be doing on linking with them in the department. But it is going to be very important that even as we do some quasi or some, because CCTA is actually now a quasi kind of organization. It doesn't really have a, you know, it's not like a another private entity or what, government-aided entity, if you like. It is a quasi, it receives its work through directives, and so on. So the agency that we're talking about and we're thinking about would have to be something, in my view, that can have assets of its own, that still has the capacity that CCTA currently has, but that which is not just doing what it does now away from other functions that may be loaded onto it that are in the department. So we can actually arrive at that kind of thing. That's more or less what we're doing. Yes, you are right, Jay, that's the last point. That indeed it is necessary to look at the current volume capacity, the money, the cost of the money at the marketplace. Construction of dams that are coming from CCTA, without government participation on the social aspect and really bridging that gap to ensure that the cost of construction of that infrastructure doesn't cost us a higher price and a higher cost of water in terms of intervention of some sort. We could have dams and that are constructed by CCTA arriving or taking us to a situation where the cost of water is very high. So there is that possibility, and we are really thinking about it very hard as well, and looking at how we can get treasury and the entire government system to ensure that this commodity, that water, a public good, is not actually ending up in that kind of situation.
I mean, Springfield seems to be an example where the municipality is now starting to balk because they agree to it, but now that they see the cost and the social impact of it, now they start balking and saying, oh, you know, why must we bear all the costs and why must the consumers? So there's definitely a debate there that we have to have with Treasury. It's clearly that model. If you're going to create dams for social needs, if you're only going to create dams for Eskom, that's different. But if you're going to create it for the social environment of South Africa, then that model has to be tweaked, as Minister also said. Because else you get the spring. No, but even they, because the cost ultimately comes to the consumer. So there is an issue there that we'll have to start looking at, and Treasury has to be on board. I suppose if the agency goes ahead and we create it, it will be on that basis, so they'll have to be on board in any case in government, because that will be the view of it in government. All right, I think there's been some good discussion and debate on that issue. We don't have to exhaust it now. Any other issues that were still left out? DJ?
Chair, all the issues, questions have been answered, and I wanted just to comment a little bit, but you preempted me, a special dimension of Spring Grove.
Spring Grove, sorry.
Yes.
What did I say, Springfield?
Spring Grove. I would have failed in my duty if I didn't bring your attention that there are those kind of tensions.
Yeah.
And you've correctly identified who we should be talking to, even on that one of Spring Grove, which is basically CCTA work has been done, offtake agreement signed by some, not all, check, but the key ones. Once the process has started reneging, Treasury is there, the municipalities concerned are there, any water was the operator utility. So we as the department are trying to control that tension together with the TCTA. And the message of what is coming through very clearly, because of this limited fund, especially what ministers already said, the social funding component, questions are beginning to be asked at times from an uninformed basis, and a perception is created that interrogate the authenticity of that, not to give the impression that GCTA, because it's our entity, have been given a blank check and can charge whatever they want. And we're seriously engaged, even with Treasury, because also from time to time they come with a liability extension request. They have to be authorized by us, they go to Treasury. We do not have that in their in-house capacity. When I sign, the minister signs, goes to Minister Pravin Gordhan, are we actually sure?
I
must admit, but in that specialized is limited. So we're looking at mechanisms to actually broaden our knowledge base that inform our decision making. So that's challenge. You know, I wanted to give that assurance.
Jefferson, I just speak after your DG.
There's no
protocol.
Are your DG spoke
after?
After
the minister, I think
the
Mr. Alhart and Mr. Miller.
Jefferson, I think it should, just to add what the minister and DG said, we are revising the pricing strategy because you'll face the same problem with all new projects where our current tariff models are scheme-based, where new projects are based on the cost of that new scheme. So the tariff the study on pricing strategy will look at how we equalize that across all schemes. I think it's important for you to know.
Now that's our view as well, because I mean you can't have one municipality deciding prices to another municipality, another water board via the minister who actually got no power to change it, you know, that kind of stuff. That whole area of pricing strategy clearly has to be also looked at in line with the infrastructure. So you look at deciding what infrastructure you want, then you also look at how you're going to work with the pricing structures. Because if you don't do that, you're going to get that problem. As soon as they start learning, the municipalities, that this one goes to the water board and this one goes that and this pricing is worked out like that, this one, because that's where our problems are going to start coming in. That sometimes we use TCPA and another one we use the unit in the department to build the WIP, and that has got the same issues. So once you start doing the same thing in different ways, you're clearly going to create problems for ourselves. Now we've inherited it. I mean, it's not, we haven't created the problem, but I can see more and more there's resistance because there's things done differently in different orders. Some pricing has worked differently, worked out differently than others. And then obviously it's going to be different. People start saying, but why that municipality X pay R2 and we pay R5? You know, it doesn't make sense that one municipality pays more for water than that. So I think there's a whole lot of strategies, as Minister has also pointed out. It's the infrastructure plus then how do we deal with the pricing. We're going to have to look at all those and come up with solutions for the whole thing. So it's really, if you think about it, the more I think about it, it's a huge institutional and departmental rearrangement that has to take place. Not small, big.
Can I just wonder?
Yeah.
We have actually looked at this draft strategy, rising strategy. May I have to just remind me, the first phase of cost allocation was that when in May? May
yeah.
Almost. May next year. So we'll come to this committee obviously for some wisdom and consultation.
Now we'll have to.
The framework is there already.
Mark, you have another question?
No, my question was not
answered. Mark's question wasn't answered?
AMG.
I thought it was answered, Mark.
Mine drainage.
It was answered. The minister answered it.
No.
Gave a detailed answer about that the one billion extra now is still for the intermediate. We still have to fund the longer term as well, and that the IMC has now sat down and given instructions to look at the cost of the whole project, and she wants us to understand very clearly that the cost, even the 1 billion extra or 2 billion extra now, that's still for all these intermediate stuff and not even for the final solution yet. That was the answer. When you were sleeping, that was the answer, Mark.
I know.
You want it in writing?
You know, I said it was
I'm only joking with it. Okay, thanks. All right, TCTA? keep up your good work. There's only one thing I don't like about you guys is your bonus. I don't like it. I'm against bonuses in principle.
The good that lays the golden egg.
The good that lays the golden egg, yeah. Even if you look at the bonuses, it's just wrong. It's wrong that the CEO gets 2 million extra and the others just don't. But that's not your fault. That's the system you inherited. But it's a bad system. I believe rather pay people good salaries, pay them what they do, and don't try and work out a system to give you a bonus because you're doing your work.
The PRC will fix it.
The PRC hopefully will fix it. I can imagine there's going to be a lot of interventions and pressures here and there. All right. Otherwise, excellent work. Thanks for having an unqualified report. It was very nice. DG, next.
Thank you, Chair. Talk only department again. The Water Research Commission. One members have been introduced. Togo from the state.
Togo?
Yes.
Before you start, I just wanted to say, if we do this process again, remember the nice work you did on water boards.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the water board and you take one item and you say, this is what it is for all water boards. So one can make a comparison. You know how you did your input on the water board. Now this year you didn't have time to do that. But next year think about if we ask for this again to do it like that. Because otherwise we're just taking one entity after the other. The whole issue really is to try and see how you compare. Unqualified report, financial issues, revenue, bonuses. What are the comparisons between them? Right. I'm saying not as a criticism, really. You clearly had no time to do that kind of thing on this occasion. But just to, before I forget, that's how we want to do it next time. Okay?
Thank you again. The Water Research Commission is one of the unique institutions that we have in the country. It is a knowledge hub that is helping us in terms of the research focus in the country, and is helping us with new thinking, new technology in terms of thinking.
Go jump. Start with it.
Okay.
Start with performance.
In terms of performance, okay, I should say that they receive their income from the water levy, which is about 150 million a year, and the levies, they make about 86% of their total income, and the other sources of income comes from generated from their rental facilities and equipment, and they do get some small amount from a grant funding for research-related projects. And in terms of their expenditure here, I think you can see that a bulk of the funding went to research related to water resource management and water use and waste management. Water use and waste management also involved water services. This is why we see a lot of funding going through this. And in terms of the type of...
jump that one. Do the audit, the annual audit?
The annual audit, Chair, they did get an unqualified audit report, but there were issues of non-compliance that were highlighted by the Auditor General, and we have listed those issues that relate to the issues of annual financial statements not prepared according to the PFMA, non-compliance with tax clearance certificates of the clients that they serve, and sometimes not obtaining the required number of quotations, and also not taking on board, not taking effective steps to prevent irregular expenditure, and also not for the board not providing adequate issues of delegation to management, and also the issues around procurement and contract management.
What are we doing? Rather explain to us what are we doing to fix that up. as the general told us that this is one entity that's gone backwards in terms of their finances. What are we doing about it? What is the department making sure is being done?
Chair, the board has prepared an action plan, and we currently have a new board in place. So the old board that was there in 11-12 is no longer around. But
so the people that created the problem, we can't do anything about now. Okay, is that what you're saying?
No, there is an action plan, Chair, that the board is dealing with, and they will be reporting.
Have you guys looked at the plan?
Yes.
The department?
Yes.
And you're happy with the plan that's going to fix up the problems, and the AG is happy with the plan?
Yes, Chair. They report to us on a quarterly basis.
So everyone's looked at the plan, and they're happy, and they're going to implement it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think the AG came and briefed me and did tell me that there's a new, is there a new CFO?
Yes, CEO.
CEO, not
yes.
A CFO.
Yes.
Then it's something else. No. Something else. On. They explained there's a new CFO and they're fixing up something, but then it's not this book, not this. Okay. All right. So that's that. Then the next one, statute compliance, forget that.
Yes.
Go to the next. Okay, look at that. How many projects have been finalized?
Okay, yes. During the year, they did 322 research projects, of which 79% was existing ones, and then they published 133 reports in various journals, like in India. And also in terms of that is the picture of the bonuses for their executives. And in terms of job creation, they have taken on board 500 students who are attached to various projects, and these students are being trained around research areas for various degrees up to master's and PhD level. And there were only 6 new appointments during the year. Chair, in terms of the achievement indicators for the 11-12, we are working with them in terms of the target. We have the target that are mainly very current. We want to change that, which we will be changing this year. But I think you can see their target.
No, it's fine. Jump that. That's more detail we don't need. Give me your summary and conclusions.
In conclusion, I think they have provided valuable knowledge and as a knowledge hub in the country, and also the coordination of research, the expertise. So I think in general they have performed well.
All right, Minister, did you want to add anything?
Yes, sorry, Chair. I just wanted to talk about that AG's comments. I don't have a document here with me, but I think they can add to that of the AG. We also meet the AG at Minister DG level about our entities as well when we get reports. And the area that they pointed at, AG, is related to some areas on IT and systems in particular in procurement, which we are going to be working very hard on with the WRC. So that's really a point that caused a bit of retrogression. It's a point of emphasis rather than a waste of things. So the emphasis will actually be worked on very hard on the systems, IT, and some procurement issues.
As long as there's a plan and we're fixing it up, that's an issue. Anyone else add there before we open up to questions? Dean, do you want to add?
No, just for information which is not sufficiently covered by the Indian presentation, but it's an important topical issue. We raised it our own report yesterday, that the Water Research Commission or the Water Research Act one of those that started to the legislative process by the in addition to the National Water Act and the Water Services Act. Just one of these that normally the, after the new government dispensation, a lot of acts were updated. This particular one has never been even just about its existence. So it's a priority.
An important thing for us really is that obviously the commission should have some scope to do what they want, but the major focus of the commission should be to undertake government research. I mean, that should be a, there should be a much stronger, as I said last time, DG, a much stronger link. So if we pick up problems, say with, for example, these issues of the institutional arrangement in the water sector all over the world, if we want that research done, we should be able to get them to prioritize that kind of research and make money available. I mean, that's the only issue we've thought of when we've raised this in this commission, in the committee, that some of the work, you know, when you look at it, obviously someone has a need to do that research, but does that actually take further the problem that communities have on these issues, that the government is having on water issues? And that is just the one focus that we thought should be. It may not be a legislative issue. It could be. I've never read that act, so I don't know how it's defined as a mandate of the commission. But at the end of the day, that's just the one issue we've raised that we felt was maybe something that can just be tweaked a bit. So when you look at that legislation, please remember that. All right, question. It seems this, except for the matters of emphasis, is not much of a problem here. Mr. Morgan?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing, the results in terms of the deterioration, and I trust we'll fix that. It's, you know, it's an organization with proud history that really shouldn't be falling into that situation. The question I have is really about the performance indicators which are now required by the AG. And one of the things, and I'm not sure if it's there, but we had a lot to say about performance indicators yesterday, and I know the WSC were here yesterday watching, particularly about reviewing performance indicators before the strategic plan is essentially signed off upon. One of the things that I think that we definitely have to get to grips with, and I'm not sure how, but this is, I think, what we need to apply our minds to, is how are the outcomes of the WRC in terms of their projects actually being used in practice. Now, I realize that you produce a lot of work, a lot of excellent work, and you're not, in essence, a political organization. You allow policymakers and activists and social organizations to use the knowledge generated in a free way to come up with their own policy. I respect that. That's very good. But to what extent is it being used? And that's the one thing that I don't ever get a sense of. I'm not saying it's bad. I just can't get my head around it. In other words...
Are we doing research? Where is it?
Yeah, I mean, is it actually benefiting anyone? And I'm sure it's a mixed bag. There must be stuff which is being used extensively by policymakers. I'm sure there's stuff, Mr. Chair, which is of no use only to the researcher or academic who gets another published paper. And it's great to have a source of funding in South Africa. You know, so many scientists don't have funding. So this isn't in any way an attack on water research. But you have to be able to show value, quite frankly. And I don't have any sense of what value you are actually adding. So those, and you might tell me, well, you've got the performance indicators, you've been cited in 57 journal articles and all the rest. And perhaps you might tell me it's too hard because, well, you present X to the minister, you know, or to the DG or whatever, and you kind of, you know, hope that it's used. But I think it's a very key thing, Chairperson.
Thank
issue I've also raised.
Yeah.
To what extent is it promoting what government's having problems with and what government needs answers on? It's very much to link to that.
And I just say, while it's an arm's length away organization, I mean, the thing is, there are a lot of researchers in South Africa who are very comfortable in this situation. Is an issue in academia, quite frankly. Who know one thing, and they want to obviously reproduce that over and over and over and over again over time. But to what extent, let me say this, it's not a judgment, I just don't know the answer. To what extent is the Water Research Commission actually doing work in areas which are required in South Africa today with its unique issues? So those are the performance indicators I think we need in future. And I think this committee should probably devote a little bit of time next year to actually looking at how that is possible, if it's possible at all. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think, Minister, just to say that this is one of the issues we identified yesterday, is we're doing performance measurement now at the end of the year because we're told to do so. But the actual problem exists is that when the strategic plan comes to us in the beginning of the year, that's when we actually should sit down with the department and look at the targets and say, how did you reach this target? What criteria have you used to say you're going to, whatever it was, help 50 municipalities to do X? Then you come back at the end of the year, you give it green, and you say we actually helped 80. So I think that's one of the issues, and I think Mr. Morgan has taken a step further, and we've raised it yesterday. What, for each of our departments plus our entities, what are the actual performance criteria that we want? Now, obviously, with the research structure, it's going to be different from the department, how you measure performance. The research structure is going to be different from TCTA. I mean, the things we want to see, whether you are spending the money in a way that's benefiting the rest of the country, there's different things we'll have to look at. And as Mr. Morgan's saying, I think some of the things are, is where's your research going and who's using it and is it benefiting? To what extent, how much of the research actually comes from the department? A good example is, I'm not aware, I'm sure the Water Research Council knows the South African Law Reform Commission well. I mean, their projects are all done via the Minister of Justice. Every single project of theirs is done via them. So that where there are problems in the justice system, those are the priorities of that commission. So, you know, the same thing. But I think what we're taking a step further, Mr. Morgan's raising, we're going to have to sit down with you guys before your next strategic plan to say, okay, now, all your performance targets you've got in here, how did you arrive at them? What are they? Are they enough? Do they go further? That's something, of course, we haven't done as a committee because we didn't have the skills and we didn't, this is all new to us. So we have asked the DG and the AG to give some thought to us to this. And in the beginning of next year, we're going to make some space to actually engage the department and the entities to say, how did we reach these targets? Because if the department's sometimes honest with us. They really, you ask them, but why did you give a target like this? They say, well, you look at how much staff you've got, you look at more or less how much, and you say, okay, fine. But it could be 3, actually. It could be 10, projects that you want to do. So this is something, Minister, that I just thought I'd say to you, that something we've thought we're going to have to sit down jointly and look at it so that we make this a more meaningful process. That when the strategic plan comes, we actually engage the department saying, but why these targets? Which criteria did you use, et cetera, et cetera. Then we say as a committee, okay, we agree with that. So now we know when we, at the end of the year, measure your performance, we measure something that we know why we've given those targets and now we can see if the department has actually met them. So then it makes performance auditing, it actually makes it meaningful because we then have given some value to it. So I thought I'll just mention that as well. If there are any responses to the question, Mr. DG and then Mr. Miller.
Chair, on the specified one, I'm sure we can expand. We've got two activities on policy review. And regulations that Gerhard Muller and Wang in the Fumbaga will continuously interact with Water Research Commission. our strategic plan was just that on that issue, the impact of research. Obviously, we haven't created maybe sufficient time to monitor even the shareholders combat quarterly reports that come to see how much has that been addressed. But I'll just invite you to respond and if Mbangi still please want to say anything also.
Thanks, Chief. The one thing I want to correct is Togo said in that last slide on performance that 133 reports were published in as articles published in technical publications. It's actually independent reports that the Water Research Commission produced. And they're also available on their webpage. Anyone can get those reports. I just want to add to indicate to Mr. Walker's question now what the usefulness of this, and let me admit any process can be improved on, and thanks for the comments, Mike, and we will certainly work with the Water Research Commission to improve those things. What I also do through our interaction with them, if a study has, for example, identified something that needs a policy change, they would develop the practice that they issue what they call a policy notice to us. So coming from this study, this is a highly technical report, but we see that you have to amend your policy because of this study. And then they send us a policy note, which is very useful. They also produce what we do, and we work in partnership guidelines. For example, it was a study on desalination plants. And then we say, okay, we need a more practical guideline for municipalities. And then in addition to this, the research, a guideline was developed that we can issue as a guideline for municipalities. The other one is, if there are specific things that we need, and the minister actually instructed them, we need a report on hydraulic fracking, because it's a high topic and we know we want to regulate and we want to, and then they develop such a report. So there is, I think, good interaction and value from practical value for a report. But we take note of this. And we
now
work
the question now is that should be recorded somewhere. I mean five policy issues arose which they passed on to the department and you know and so on and so forth. Asset mine drainage, to what extent do we use them to do that research on? I mean we got this task team now, but to check the work of the task team, I mean
MD was done, I forgot to mention.
So, you know, all those type of things, but then there must be somewhere that is reflected as some of the outcomes of the work of the commission. So then we get into performance. To say actually their work has helped government in the area of asset mine drainage, fracturing, da 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 da. These are all policy issues that have been looked at and has been helped with government with their guidance. I said the infrastructure stuff. Has there been research around that? The pricing. The pricing strategy. You know, have we done, what do other countries do, etc. Are they doing work for us? So I think that must now in our targets. Some of it we now have to create new targets to say, to reflect what that work, what positive results it's created. Okay. Mr. Morgan, follow up?
Yeah, thanks, Archie. I'll say thank myself entirely with your comments. I think there's another thing, and it could be a target or not, but I think one of the things I'm getting is how many people are engaging with this. I think, and it's something we should debate a lot more, I know that you know we as a committee obviously invite people to us. But I actually think the Water Research Commission should be very proactive with key research. And I think you should quite frankly write to the chairman every now and again and say, we want to highlight X research. I mean, it's up to the chair to decide whether people can present or not. But if you want to influence people and you've got a process now again of influencing, you know, DGs and the minister, we're important stakeholders.
So there's a new report.
You know, we want to. We can call you. I mean, you produce 300 things a year. We should have come whenever. And let me say, I thank you very much for what you do send. And I read it religiously. I enjoy your journals. It's a highlight each month to receive them. And it does an excellent job of saying what the recent research is. So I think it's excellent. I just think that there's a step further. We're a very busy committee chair, too busy, arguably. But if there's important things, I actually think you should be a bit bulgy and say,
really
good idea for us to deliver this.
I think that's a good idea. And that applies to all the other entities. They need a platform from which to launch very important work. We'll assess whether it must be done or not, but there's nothing stopping you from requesting that.
Okay.
I think that's a very good idea. All right, anything else about this? Toko, you want to add something? Ma'am Toko? Huh? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think the point of tools to measure the efficacy and the way in which the performance is measured, I think it's important, and I think we will take it with the intent of going forward, as the DG has stated. What I just want to add...
In fact, if you can, you guys can actually get all your entities together and say you want them to re-look all their targets and their performance things and come up with some ideas so that when we meet, that we then can start saying, okay, this is what you're going to add or change or so on, okay?
Yeah, in terms of Water Search Commission, I think it's more about demonstrating that the actual issue itself. I can say here that the interaction that Elhard is talking about is actually happening on a regular basis. In fact, there's more things that get initiated from the department side, which is not necessarily visible, because there are specific areas that we request and specific areas that we interact with. The model itself works. If you start measuring the value for money, so to speak, in terms of the amount that is put onto the program and the cost implications of how much it takes them to generate that, that knowledge, you will see that, comparatively speaking, we're getting a lot out of it. In fact, even...
Yeah, but you see, if there's 300-something reports generated, I mean, there must be a measure that we can say, well, these have emanated from the department, this is the result of it, the department's gained from it by this and that and the other. So that's all we're saying, okay?
If you look at all the, for example, I want to pick up water quality guidelines, for example. If you will find those, you will see that even though they would have been generated from the department, a substantive amount of that would have been generated.
There's no problem with that, Chief. I accept it. The other problem is we don't know. So we're just saying to you, you guys must now work out new criteria for performance that you can start saying that to us.
Yeah,
I don't accept what you're saying, is it? But what you're saying is you're talking to people that are not aware.
Yeah, the other thing is that you will recall, I think it's the last time when we presented the National Water Resource Strategy, we did indicate that there's a chapter on research and innovation, and in there we've indicated the issue of having identified the need for a national sector plan, and I think that's one of the key recommendations, which is going to be very much aligned with the 5-year review of the National Water Resource Strategy. So within that context of the plan, we will then be able to say what are the key areas of you know, thematic areas that we're looking at, obviously balancing with the requirement of our research and innovation or national innovation systems, which is aligned with the DST arrangement and so on. So that part, I think, as we do the National Water Resource Strategy, we are also going to be able to come up with very specific and practical measures over a very tight time that we have along the lines of the National Water Resource Strategy and the related things.
Now it's good that you reminded us. We'll have a look at that when we look at the strategy. Ma'am?
Thank you very much. This is a very important question and consideration, and I think we should really appreciate that this Morgan has raised it. At what stage do we require research to be done? Do we need it when we have on project-to-project basis, or is it ongoing? It's both. So there would be programs that would be initiated through a request, through a directive, as Elfa was saying earlier on. But there would be work that the Water Research Commission undertakes in its mandate to ensure that we keep abreast of the situation and the conditions ongoing throughout the time without being asked to do so. Let me just take on an example. The issue that we haven't really dealt with, what's the impact of fluoride, the fluoride issue in our society right now? We haven't asked them to do that. they do that research and they continue to do that research so that they inform the country on an ongoing basis. Because if you start doing that research when it's needed, when you need to inform policy, you may be too late. So there are those two aspects that I think we should keep in mind. Some of the research that Water Research Commission would do would not necessarily be impactful on water decisions, but on other sectors as well, like the agricultural sector that on which the work they do, the health sector on which work they do. So it's important from our point of view that even as they do ongoing research, we deal with that information in a coordinated manner, because it will be quite important for us as water sector to have a dialogue and maybe even a national dialogue with some of the departments and the society as a whole on some of the outcomes of the research. Because remember, research is research. There may be some different outcomes from somebody who's doing the same research in health. So we need to put some of these things out there for debate and discussion. And therefore, I think we need to be a little bit careful as to at what stage do we take any matter out to public for discussion. This is a public meeting where we are. So there may be a need, Chair, to find some mechanism as to how we interface first with certain departments, certain sectors, and so on, even before. That's on an ongoing research basis. But on a matter that we have actually asked, AMG is a case in point. What did you talk about? Fracking bonuses is a case in point. We say from water perspective, we want to know, what's the impact of water going to be? What's the impact of this animal going to be on water itself? We more or less know, but we want evidence-based information. And that's what we've asked them to do. So once that information is out, and obviously we have also put this matter on the table in cabinet as well as for the DMR to know that our interest is much bigger on this particular aspect. So we will be playing a monitoring role as well as research on our own. We won't send anybody else to research, but one of our own to research this matter, so that we can come out being much more confident that what we have in front of us is what we really have been looking for, have looked for. I'm saying therefore, Chair, yes, we can put some of the things in the document, but I think we need to also just weigh which ones do we do, which ones don't we, and how mechanisms of doing what we put out there in the public. Supposing we say what a matter like let's ban the use of fluoride, or let's not ban it, and then have to ban it. And we've been here in this meeting. You can imagine what the interface is going to be out there in the public. Whatever it's going to be, we have to have a way of like we do in climate change and any other research work, and I'll talk about the interface of science and technology, where we've got to be led by GST in this instance and how we've agreed to move forward. There's got to be a mechanism where we say our scientists must actually find a room, box one another inside that room. When they come to us, they must come up with real evidence that they've stressed out themselves, so that we don't debate technical issues science-based on in the public arena when we are not scientists ourselves. They must actually deal with those things in their rooms. White blood, box and white blood, and come up and give us real good stuff out of that. Final point I want to make is that we have agreed quite a long time ago as government that would be led on research based from research point of view by the DST. And DST has recognized that role. By the way, remember that the criticism that right now about what is the impact of this research that we are doing science in the community and in the society is everywhere else. We say the same thing about CSIR. It's sitting there as an institution, about the ARC, about every other thing. And yet the communities are not quite feeling the good work that's done. But what we also know is that scientists are not marketers. They are not born to market. So they sit there, and there must be an interface between these scientists and some people out there who actually speak to these things and get them out to the public. So that's one area. Unfortunately, the DST has actually found that interface. They've established an office, a branch that's intended to actually get the entire, working with DTI and EDD, the entire research outcome of government to actually get to be implemented elsewhere. Dr. I forgot your name. Karin. Was recently was asked, I just want to cite that as an example, a leading example. Recently was asked in Marseille, presenting very, very wonderful piece of work coming from South Africa, from one of our own water research commissions. It's something that's a little bit obscure from water, and yet it has so much to do with water. What was it? The netting, sanitary towers, things like that. Let me call them the netting. Other people. sanitary towers that maybe absorbent or something like that. Yeah. I'm saying it's something like that. And imagine from the use of water, how we can actually utilize the sanitary towers, integrity and things like that. But coming from a water point of view, and it's something that already is heading towards a product, a South African product that we'll get from there. Now, why was this presented in Marseille? It's because there you find many scientists. She was in a boxing room to be boxed by others, critic, and then come out with this kind of a thing that's now carrying integrity. And having people having commented on it, we now know that it's actually something that we can use as a country. And because it has received comments, critics, and so on from world scientists, so it then comes back to South Africa. When it comes to South Africa, by the way, this is where in the act, you will see we're working on an interface between the Intellectual Property Rights Act and our ordinary research in South Africa. There's got to be at all times assurance that there is intellectual property retained for us in South Africa. So every research that we do and that ends up in a product that's manufactured. So I just thought that even though we're not saying much here, there are those two faces that we need to know how to handle, Chair, when it comes to the portfolio policy level. But yes, indeed, we accept that there's a need for us to record as much as we can. Those that are, and I think she wants to say something just to add to it.
Thanks, Chair, if I may, and thank you very much for the question. I think it's very valid, and to all the responses that have been provided, and we take note of that. And if we look internationally, the debate in the interface between science and policy, and science and implementation, it's a worldwide debate as to how enhance the modalities of uptake of research. How do you communicate it in the right language, which often doesn't happen? And this is where we try to produce different material in different ways so that the communication happens. But that is not the only thing, because sometimes there are quite a number of new technologies that come out that it's demonstrated, but it has to be prototyped to be able to be showcased for others to take on the investment, you know, on enhancing the technologies and so on and making it happen. And this is why we're engaging with the TIA in discussions and signing MOUs so that they would take on, because we do sit with a number of patents of new technologies that have not really seen the light. And this is South African technologies and innovations. But there is room for improvement, and we will work on that. I think in the past we used to report on impact on society, so 133 reports doesn't tell you much, 300 reports. But if we translate the outcome of those reports in a way that it relates to the current questions that are before us, then that probably would resonate better and show that. And maybe we should just go back to reporting in that way, I think. And also thank you for the offer for coming and presenting and providing some input to the committee on a regular basis. We started the Kulu Matijwe debates, and those are proving to be really, really successful, because you start going away from the small platforms that we use into going into society and engaging in very topical issues. And I think those will be enhanced on, and lots of them will be coming. Thank you.
Okay. So, just like we've asked all the entities in the department, we need to give some new thought on what are our performance targets we're setting,
mm-hmm.
and how can we try and capture the debate we had this morning. And then the further issue, if I understand the Minister correctly, is a methodology of the research. It may be that there are some projects, there's some research we would want in the form of a project, because we want to put all the researchers in a room together, and so they come out with a report from that room on all the research, not necessarily the individuals, just giving their 10 or 20 different positions that are there. So I think these are all things that are there for further debate and discussion as we go along. And then as the DDG has pointed out down there, of course, this is also part of the National Water Resource Strategy, is this emphasis on getting this plan going, which I like. I wasn't attending all those meetings. I was under the dentist's knife at the time. But I will catch up. I missed that input, but I'll catch up on it. But I think it's very important that we do all that. Okay. That then is that. Can we take a 1 or 2 minute break for comfort breaks? And then we'll. Who's next, did you?
The next is the personal management agency, the radio operator, and the informant is the last one.
Okay. Last time.
That is the legal statement.
I'm sorry to interrupt your chatting and so on and your meetings and things, but if you're ready, we wait for you to till you're ready, but then you can proceed when you're ready. Coco, thank you.
Chair, thank you very much. We have been joined by the Cabinet Management Agency, the Chief Executive of the EABS, Robert, and also the acting Chief Executive of Ugo Marti, and also our regional state, regional representative from Mpumalanga. So what we are going to do now is to give an overview of both the catchment management agencies.
Let's skip a whole lot of slides.
Okay. And,
go to CMAS performance there. No, go, 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 go. There.
Thank you. the national and then they look at the local level. They have also used BOFMA as a center for water resource management so that everybody around the area who wants to understand issues around water resources has access to them. They have transformed to irrigation boards, the Water Users Association. They commenced with the verification of water use in priority catchments of the area. They have facilitated access to water authorization and registration management system using phone walls to ensure the issues of water registration and billing in the area. And they conducted 126 control and compliance inspections, which is above what was planned. They have also evaluated 204 land use applications, which also exceeded the number of rezoning. And also during the National Water Week, 4,000 children and teachers were reached around the issues of promotion of awareness of water cycles and also the issues of water resource management. And they received an unqualified audit report.
Next time you must tell them to start with that one. That's much more strategic.
Yes. Okay.
But then after that, whatever you say is just good news.
Okay. Okay. I will go to the...
Go to the ICMA performance.
Okay. And I think the ICMA has mentioned the issue of the realignment of the informality, which will include some portion of KwaZulu-Natal, Usutu, and a business case have been developed around that issue. They also received an unqualified audit report. They also received approval for presenting the catchment management strategy from Minister. They also dealt with the issues of the remuneration strategy, and that was the board main area. And they also completed the high resolution land cover classification of the entire management area in support of the validation and verification project. They installed 34 real-time water flow data loggers and 15 real-time data loggers throughout the water management area.
What's a data logger?
It's for monitoring water flow in the river.
Okay.
Yes. And the DDG, somebody can explain it better for me. They also dealt with the issues of a dashboard for water resource information management, and also they completed the first phase of this project to install water meters in the middle of the Ugomate River between Managa and Carolina. And share the participants.
They completed the first phase of the project to install water meters.
Yes.
That's the thing we discussed last time.
Yes.
So we're now busy installing.
Yes.
At last. Yeah. I thought this will happen only when my grandchildren are here.
There
is a plan to meter the whole country.
Yeah.
In our next plan, we will change it. Thank you.
Regulations
are signed. They've been signed. Yay! Miracles happen. Miracles happen.
But impossible takes a little longer.
Oh, well, yay, man. If I knew I was going to get such good news, I would come to work twice today. Okay, next one. 27 pollution incidents satisfactory remedy.
Yes.
Ah, that's good. All right.
Chair, the key one was the issue of Carolina, which we know it has been an issue of national importance. And the CMA participated actively in terms of dealing with the mine in this area and also in issuing the key directive.
What does that DG tell that he's not prepared to drink that water in Cabo Verde?
Yeah,
all of us.
He'll be the first for that.
He'll be the first. We can let him drink.
I have black
already. Is it? Like the king had a taste of it. You should let the DG taste first, and when he drops, if he doesn't drop, then you
that's
drink.
That's in our minds.
Mm.
Okay, next one.
In summary, the chair, both Womack and Delia, they comply with all the current reporting requirements, and I think we are pleased with the performance that we see on the ground in terms of water resource management.
Good, it sounds good. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Anyone want to add something before questions? No? Members, questions, responses, comments? How about your area? Teaka, Kuluma.
No, I'm happy, Chair.
You're drinking that water.
Drinking clean water. Confirming the statement of the minister.
As long as you guys can drink the water, it's fine. No other questions? Dr. Ferguson.
Can I just ask the 27 pollution incidents, were those all the pollution incidents or were there others?
Okay. Mr. Morgan.
Thanks very much. It's an important presentation as of the next one because of the need obviously to cover the whole of South Africa with CMAs, which we eventually going to get to. I know the Minister is working on reducing those to 9. So it's always good to have a CMA in front of us so we can understand the extent to which they work and the extent to which they have been delegated function and the extent to which they're using that function. Firstly, congratulations on your financial performance. It's important to praise where it's necessary. Of course, we expect you to get those results. The question I have is on enforcement capabilities within the CMA. You cover a particular area which is, I don't know how to put it another way, quite frankly, under assault from mine. Significant percentage of the land that for Mpumalanga is under prospecting and mining rights as we stand. And arguably, the cumulative carrying capacity of the water forces here and the catchments are very, very, very stretched. The question we have two questions. One is I hear you now have access to waters. To what extent are you actually carrying out the licensing function of mines, or is that being done by Pretoria? And it is, what input do you have in that particular process? And then on enforcement capabilities, what is the current capacity there and the need? And the question I have, because it fell into the financial year, is on the issue of Caroline, when there was pollution from, allegedly pollution from mines into the Bushman Strait Dam, why wasn't that picked up earlier? Why was it when the water was already unfit to drink that it came to the attention nationally?
That's it. Anyone else? Okay. Mark? No? Bengu? No? Okay.
Towards prevention, to say from the department side, we can convince to CMAs, we can clearly see the benefit that we can attain in the water resource management functions of the department is not in a position to perform as effectively as these institutions can. And from if I don't know if the committee has seen the catchment management strategies of these CMAs, but if you look at what they are outlining in those strategies, we really, really need the CMAs and we need to support them. There has been reluctance, so we are the first to admit, there has been reluctance from the department, or rather slow progress in delegating these functions to the CMA, and we are working very hard to make sure that they have the full delegation. But on the other hand, there has to be obviously support and strong oversight to make sure that we're working towards the same kind of direction.
They have a board of directors. In your comments, are you including that we're happy with them as well?
That's what the oversight function.
Board of directors with a few individuals that have interest in water rights who then dictate how the work gets done in that area. And so I'm really asking, I mean, are we happy to have boards of directors in these, or we not, shouldn't they rather be directed in getting their instruction from the past? I can see their worth in a way, but I've always had big problems with these boards of directors.
Yeah.
For me, government functions under the auspices of a minister, not a board of directors. So I hear you, and you're telling me how wonderful they are, but and they do good work, but I must say, their institutional arrangements, their government arrangements, I have big problems. And we've raised this before, this is not new. Sorry, Minister, you want to comment?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. And we really must appreciate the comments made by members of the portfolio committee and yourself, Chair. What I haven't said, which I was still going to say as we close, is that we believe that our interaction with yourself, Chair, as a portfolio committee, actually helps all of us to be able to see things where we may not have been able to really focus and think through things together so that we are able to do better for the sake of our country. Having said that, I just want to again go back to this thing that I don't want to call restructuring, but rethinking of how we do business processes in the department and how we are really trying to get ourselves to improve on how we do things. This is one of the areas, as Togo said, that we have just agreed to have 9 catchment agencies. It's gazetted already, Togo. Gazetted already. We have received the first plans for these ones already. What we haven't said, though, which is linked to the work that we are doing this afternoon around structure, around business processes, which we must conclude by this afternoon, come hell or high water, is that work that is being done by regions versus work that's been done by this catchment agency versus work that's done by the water user associations in some instances, which we still have to, we may not be able to conclude that part this afternoon, the water user association. But the work that's been done in our regions, for instance, in catchment agencies, management agencies, is somewhat also requiring, no, not only that, but also work that's been done by our WTE and WRR has got also some overlap in a way. Work that's done at Heritage by Mbangi's unit, which is the resource component, there are some overlaps there. For instance, we need to say, interrogate this process very well, just as in one example. Who actually should do which aspect of the licensing, water user license? Is it the water catchment agencies is it the region that feeds into head office? Is it both? And who does what component? And how do we map those business problems? Because even if we can say head office does 1, 2, 3, the reality of the matter is that there's got to be work done of analysis, of receiving of applications, and so on and so on, at regional level, of verifying and interacting with the applicants at regional level. Does that get done by the catchment CMA, or does that get done by the region? So that's the interrogation we are doing right now in the department, in realignment work that we are doing. And if it is that to be done by or certain components, of course, this will lead us to agree or deciding who does what. Then you will agree with me that I'm citing this one example. Then it is extremely difficult, therefore, at this point in time to say this is your full delegation of functions as to CMA, when you still have to really analyze some of these things and finalize how you deal with it. Functions of what is the thing, determination of reserves is within a particular branch at head office level. It requires specialists, hydrologists of different kinds, who we have to say whether they are in CMA, but coordinated well at Mbangi's unit at head office level. How do those work with those the WTE ones? The WTE or NWRI, the WTE, NWRI. That's NWRI's infrastructure, the WTE one, Zanile's one. How do those hydrologists, because it's the two sets of different kinds of hydrology specialization, how do they work with who and so on and so on. So those are the things that we actually discussed last week, part of some of them, last week in our meeting, and we sent the teams together. They are feeding us back this afternoon to finalize those aspects. So yes, we will definitely finalize the allocation of functions to the CMA, dependent also on the outcome of this work that we're doing. Remember that we also have to, what we didn't say explicitly, is that a catchment like that we're discussing here today, much as they are the successful as they are already, they need to be integrated with others. Is Usutu or Ubuntu? Usutu. It has got to be integrated to, let me not use this word, integrated is a very serious word, has got to be meshed with Usutu and Inkomati. Have got to be meshed. You may have received news that some elements of dissatisfaction that we are delaying the appointment of CEO in fact. We do believe that when you merge organizations, you've got to allow the merger to happen fully fledged, and only then have allowed the two components to actually appoint the fully fledged organization if you want to go the other direction. And there's a whole lot of work that's been done around that, around the realignment, around the interrogation of functions, around all those things. So yes, we confirm that they are doing quite good work. Yes, we do think that there's still some work to be done that can actually should take us forward. What form and what structure should they take to change? We still need to come back and sit down with what you're raising now about whether we need boards, whether we need, those kinds of things. There are how many water user associations in the country? Over 200. I always throw a joke to say that I think they require a different minister of water user associations alone just to manage those things. So there are many. Do you manage them directly like that as a direct link? Or do we have a buffer of a kind of a board or something like that? It's always useful to have some people who can actually hold responsibility instead of doing the day-to-day management. But I think that with the lesser institutions that we have, 9 catchment areas, and then you have 9 water boards as you would like to have them do. By the way, we still have to come here and have a discussion as to what informs that kind of movement forward. We do believe that it will be really very, very useful and helpful, manageable situation, and then you can, very impactful and focus on the real work that has got to be done. I'm sure they will answer about why we didn't pick this thing up it came out as a parliamentary question that I probably couldn't answer well. But yes, let's acknowledge in front of all of you today that we do note that we have a mammoth task, huge task to do around the mining industry. We had a specialist telling us last week, DG, who was when we discussed the at MINMEC of DIA with GMR. We called the joint MINMEC. He has to tease out some of these things. The specialist from Geoscience Council, because we are in the region, because we can tell about the freshwater impact. But underground water, is underground or groundwater. Do they, as Geo Council, have some information, or this is one area that we certainly are doing for us work, to understand what could be the destabilization pollution levels in our waters underground caused by mining? They said also they have really no information at this point in time, not much. All, what we know is what we can see at this point in time. So there's a lot of work, even from geoscience point of view, that we should ask some people to do, as we have asked already, so that we can understand what is out there, and that which we can be able to use to begin to proactively hold the mining houses accountable before a Carolina situation occurs. If we knew, for instance, at the time that even as we saw the wetland turning brown, behaving very strangely, instead of the wetland clearing the water, but the wetland just becoming brown itself. If we knew on time, what's happening underground there, we could have been able to better respond to this, or even proactively respond to the situation. We're saying yes here, we acknowledge it's something that we have to proactively understand, so that we are able to deal with that part. But yes. I think that in terms of Carolina today, much as everybody says that we probably are not telling the truth, we would like to say this to Portfolio Committee. Please know that the very same laboratories that we used that told us that this water is undrinkable, because we couldn't say to the people that we can see that it's undrinkable. We had to prove scientifically. And scientifically, an outcome said, yes, it's not drinkable. That's when we stood up in the podium and said, communities don't drink this water. But we didn't stop the system because we needed the flushing, as I said last time, and so on, of the sanitation and so on. The same laboratories, two laboratories, now this time with three tests, test the water after we've been working on this water for some time. Then they give us results that says the water is of standard test drinkable. Then we must stand as South Africans and say, now today you are lying. Same laboratory. The water has been drunk by mayor, same day as it was declared. What I thought that was needed is for Edna Molewa to go there again for, I think, let me not say publicity stunt. I drink it from here. They can bring it here, as long as anybody can prove that it's what Carolina was making. But to look away from Kofi Vamba, to look away from that, all these areas that are without water, and just focus on one area after you have actually dealt with it, for me, I think it's a little, it's an overkill. I would like us to spend energy and time, all our smallest energy that's available in our nerves and our system, working very hard on South Africans that still suffer without water. Of course, Carolina is part of them. The catchment management is needs to say this to you. It can't come in this annual report, but we have this to say. Our experts said to us regulators that we still have a lot to do in ensuring that we clean up that whole catchment area against the metals that lay sediments, that lay as bedrock on the ground. So that's why I keep on saying, maybe we are not quite out of the woodwork until we're finalizing, because we want to be 100% satisfied that every sediment of metal that may have settled somewhere is not dissolvable. So that's another work that we continue to do. Next set of work that we continue to do, until we have the RBIC regional bulk infrastructure scheme that has got some four water treatment plants that augment to Carolina and other areas in that whole district, we are not yet done. Because we have just refurbished the Carolina water treatment plant. It helps them, but it's still not adequate to clean the water adequately. So there are still other things that we have to do. We have not. I thought I should touch on those reduction and strengthening of the CMA's functions. I think in a way maybe the 27 in reported cases.
Anyone want to add?
Check on those specific ones. Ferhat from the regional point of view will respond, and Yuan can ask the questions from the region if you wish to add.
Chairperson, as Dr. Ferguson asked, the 27 pollution incidents were the only ones that were reported. So actually, the CMA addressed all 27 areas.
Pollution of water. So this is not all pollution, this is just pollution of water.
Are you on from us? We will respond on that. Mr. Morgan's question, why couldn't we earlier pick up the pollution? One is from our regional office in Pumalanga.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Minister has touched on a lot of the issues that I already would have liked to mention. But I think what happened is that same conduit, the Bushman Strait, is being used as an augmentation canal from the Shooter scheme. So during the years, there was a good dilution of the little water that might have come out from the older mines. The combination between active and closed mines that was rehabilitated. What happened then is during the first week of January, there was a flash flood, 80 plus millimeters rain in 2 hours. And then suddenly the situation changed where, as the minister said, instead of the wetland clearing the water on a natural basis, it starts releasing, which is still for us a little bit of a dilemma. We've got people that's working in tea, but now they're still releasing water, so the water quality then actually is now back to where it was previously. We look at the previous year, the blue drop the analysis that they did, and the pH, which is the determining factor in this whole issue, was around about 7 to 8 weeks, which actually didn't cause problems. So it was actually very good water that was coming down the Bronco Strait. Even the minister mentioned that the purification plant has been changed because it wasn't designed to cater for a low pH water that is coming down, but it's now been changed and actually it's very effectively dirty. We will continue looking into the issue of the wetlands and its activity, because normally what happens if there is a flood like that, your dilution effect is very effectively, and it shouldn't have caused the problem that we actually experienced, because there was so much water in that short period of time. But then we realized it might have caused some further water pollution, water coming down off from the working environment. That is probably the reason why we haven't picked it up earlier. The water was of a very good standard until that flash flood that happened at the beginning. Thank you.
In law, they call that a novus interveniens. A novus interveniens, a new intervention. Okay. Minister, I think you hopefully going to well, obviously you've gone quite advanced, you've gazetted the 9 catchment areas, but as you said, you're going to look at the realities of it, and it will be nice when you've decided where to go with this if we make space for a briefing. discussion or briefing or whatever, how we set something up. Because obviously, I mean, I'm more inclined to what you were saying, to Ms. Amba Gaza, and not just rushing to this. Obviously, we're creating delegations, new staff, new structures, and we need to be careful how we do these things. And then, as I said, there are real, I have real worries about the governance issues. Because just because we haven't picked up problems now, doesn't mean we're not going to pick up. If you now increase your CMAs and you increase their function, every time you do that, your chances of conflict get bigger. Because your board are people with interest in water. So when you put people with interest, they're not going to have the same interest. They're going to have clashing interest. If you put miners, farmers, municipality people on one board, and looking at the water and how the CMA agent, clearly we're going to start getting conflict.
What I didn't say, by the way, is that one of the decisions that we have made for Chichibia is that all our boards now to be need to be appointed differently. If we do appoint them, it's at the no longer this interest group or whatever nominates whoever and so on and so on. We'll obviously have to talk about that as well. That's just that it's a small little intervention if we actually go that way as well.
Okay. Any case, when you finish with that, we can have that discussion. Anything else on the CMAs? Ma?
Chairperson, just on the water pollution, there is something that worries me most every time. You know, when it comes to rural areas, the people get their water from the rivers, and you would hear and read that the sewage went into the river. It's quite a number of times that I've been listening to that one, and I worry so much because those people are there to drink that water. Because we say water is life, and it is life. Now, maybe today I can just get it right from the department. How does it happen that the sewage runs into the river? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm very suspicious. There's something going on with the municipality. The water, the pipes are worn out. The engineers are just people. I take it. And then the debt. At a certain stage, it was Umtata River that was affected. And others. If I can just get it from the department so that I must know exactly what is happening so that I can address that matter when it comes to the civil society.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone want to respond?
Well, Ilhad from the residential point of view, whoever will support, but let me start commenting because Ms. Galalet also raised this question when we were presenting on National Water Resources Strategy. That's from, I didn't respond that day. The experience, and fortunately, is also quoting on Tata, where settling along river beds is a source of pollution from human effort. And that regulation of where people live, we know our country in terms of who people can live wherever they want to live. Now, all the infrastructure that would be the municipal responsibility in terms of rehabilitation, planned maintenance, we're talking about operational and maintenance requirements. We discuss intensively, but that is the responsibility of that authority that is providing that service. The one that happens in Mthatha is the West. When there's growth in towns, in new industry established, and municipalities have been started with bulk or some infrastructure provision unfinished, and either run short of funds. That was a terrible one, because from open lines, it's not old, it's new, just unfinished. So discharging straight into the river. I would like to believe that since those days, because we're talking about 3 years, 2 years ago, the area you mentioned, that there's a massive presidential response going on right now to supplement whatever budgetary provisions have been made to municipalities, the needs, etc. And that's to address that the improvement both water, wastewater in that particular part of the country. But from the regulatory point of view, it's what we do, two roles. We regulate whether it's your Carolina in terms of the pollution from mine sources, whether it's from the municipality. We authorize to use, we monitor whether you are sticking with the conditions, but we do more. We support as well in terms of the funds that we make available. I just wanted to talk at that level, because I didn't respond that day, but in special, if those who do regulation like has one to add.
You should have responded that day, DG, because this is not the topic. I've given my chance, but
yeah,
it's not completely the topic we're discussing today. So you should have responded that time. Now you don't have to respond today. Okay? Let's leave it at that. Ma can take the issue further if she wants to. It's a broader issue she's raising. Okay. We'll hear from Minister then when they finalize the issues around CMA. Before you find out, we wish you well. All right, is Toko, what's next? EP water board.
No. The financial year of marriage of water board finishes in June, and then by the end of October, that's the time they're going to present their annual reports to us. And then the sitting can only happen.
They haven't done the annual reports.
You know, we're not looking even at the annual reports. We're just doing a process here that's got nothing to do with end of year finances. This is just something that Parliament's asked us to do. No, we must do for water board the next time. I mean, when we ask the entities, it's all the entities. Toko?
Yes.
The issue is, Parliament asked us to look at something which we know we shouldn't be looking at. So it doesn't matter when the annual report has to be or not be. We're not sitting here going through the annual report. We're actually asking about performance and all these types of stuff. Okay? But it's fine. We haven't done this thing before, so it's not a big problem. In effect, I've said to you, we don't even have to look at the Dwa's stuff because we looked at all this stuff already. But that's fine. All it means is we're going to have a half day off, it seems. Because we then... Are we finished with our work?
Where is that?
Oops, sir. They were part of it. They were what they call the Bokma. The ones the Bokma. the ICMA. You want to ask questions on that?
No,
I'm fine. Who's the CEO now? They used to have that old gentleman. What was his surname? Who left last year? Who's the CEO there now? In Breda River. Are you?
Yes.
Huh? Who was the old chap, the Indian guy? Wasn't he from Breda River?
Oh,
it's the water board.
Okay.
What's so bloody many institutions in that organization? You get mixed up with who else. Yeah, I tell you. All right, well then that's finished. Minister, any comments you want to make before we wrap it up?
Chair, I think there's a matter that was raised yesterday and today regarding the performance indicators. I just thought that I should assure you that we actually looked at that matter in the department even before the AG raised this issue as part of our, in inverted commas, restructuring or reviewing how we do our work. We found it and deemed it prudent that we need to, in line with the new threat plan, which you do know as honorable members here that we tabled last year, now doing the APPs, but also evaluating that threat plan in line with the APPs to ensure that we are taking on board every single mandate that we have to implement. Because I think if you look at the APP, the threat plan and the APP, there were still some areas of work that are defined in the laws which were still not included in the threat plan in the APP. However, we need to ensure that as we bring on board those areas that are not included in the threat plan, we also structure our APPs and our performance indicators in such a manner that the AG will read them very well, because currently if they are just too many as they are not quite easily readable and analyzed. Is there such a word? Easily
analyzable.
Yes. But then it's important to say that we also are working very hard in ensuring that as we clean up the threat plan, the APP, the performance indicators also, we will be being very stringent on ensuring that those are embodied in the performance contracts of our managers. All of them without exception, so that there's no one of us who does work that's just a by the way. Everything else that we do must be about our mandate, about what we said we are going to be doing, so that come the end of the year, even as we evaluate the performance of each and every individual manager and member of our SMS and those yes, the entire SMS, it's as a result of an outcome of what they have actually been, what has been determined for them to do. Secondly, we had in the past year, well, let me just finish complete this one. You realize that even this year, in this financial year where we are, the performance evaluations, performance contracts are not quite also aligned yet. But that's part of the work that we have begun doing, and reporting on that and re-evaluation of those performance contracts will be done half yearly, as we are already on half year. So then whatever we work on as progress going forward is aligned, so that come next year we can have a better reporting. We're not going to wait for 2014, but catch up as we go on. I'm trying to paint, just to also clarify that the situation we are in at right now is really of fixing what is currently not in line. And therefore it would be quite prudent that at some stage we also engage, as you rightly said, on the performance indicators, as with this portfolio committee, so that we can be together in that regard. The other point that I just rewind, which was my last point really, was on the performance evaluation or reporting that was done by the AGP now recently. I think managers and GG would have reported that we had actually worked out our performance indicators in percentages. And the danger of that is that if you find a zero, if you score even perform 95% of your task, it's an equivalent of a zero. If you perform 100%, only then is it fully performed. So in many instances in this report, even where we are at 90%, 95%, and 99.5%, it's drawn back to a zero. And therefore, we think that that's a real case for us to rework that area. It's not really that the work has not been done, but it's how we have structured our mechanism of reporting that has caused us this problem where we are right now. But finally, I want to take this opportunity on behalf of our management and our department, and I say this with great respect, deep from the bottom of our hearts, that we do enjoy working with you. We do think that without your interaction with yourself and rigorous interrogation of the work that we do, we would not be where we are going. And we do believe that we are at least a step in the right direction. We would really want you to ask, very humbly to help us. Chair, and I think you are almost on the verge of doing this at some stage. To just help us, we have established a working relationship and cooperation between us and COFTA. May well be a point, a necessary thing to do for our portfolio committee, to interact with the COFTA portfolio committee as well, to strengthen our ability to, because we can't instruct municipalities, unfortunately, on where there are weaknesses. So it would be quite useful and helpful for us to, we're not reporting them, but just also to inquire from the other committee how they are helping us on the other side to deal with the very difficult issues that we are dealing with that relates to municipalities. We can go that far. We're trying our level best to strengthen our municipalities, but where issues are governance issues, that's not our area of work. And that's more often than not where the weaknesses are in governance of the structure. So that's the last point, Chair. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister. I think we're very much on par with where we see things. I think what we're going to do is I'm going to set aside the first week of next year. Usually it's the third week in January. But we don't have a program yet. I think what we must do is set aside the first week of next year, and then we take the first 2 days to sit down with the department and the entities to look at these performance issues. I mean, what criteria do you use to set your performances? The one that strikes one is the project. You see, the project the minister has raised, which I fully agree with. I'm not sure what the opposition said. But this thing to have green and red is just crazy. It doesn't help you. I mean, to say you either did something 100% or you didn't do it is just crazy. So, and I think we're starting to persuade the AG's office as well. So, but then we must come up with suggestions. I mean, how will we then do it? I mean, will we say if you've achieved one third of it, then you may be red. If you more than one third, then up to two thirds, it's yellow, and then more than that, it's green. You know what I'm saying? To look at it differently. But I think what I want to do is, DG, you and the AG has got some work to do with the entities that clearly some of the performance indicators we're putting out are just not right. I mean, I think for the project there's a big problem. You see, you can't take the building of a dam. You can't do that in percentages. You can't say, I mean, we all know that when you start building a dam, it's only going to happen in 2017, but you're doing preparatory work now.
Now, what are you going to say in the first year of the project of a dam? You say, we're going to give 20%. 20% of what? So I think we have to go and relook on projects. Once you start building, it's different. Then you can say, okay, how much is the wall? Has it gone up half the wall, a quarter of the wall? And you can analyze. If your plan is that the wall is going to be built in 3 years, then are you one third on the first year? Are you two thirds on the second? Because then you're 100% with your plan. But all the preparatory stages, there has to be another criteria we use. I mean, if we said all our preparatory work has to be done, this kind of preparatory work done, and we state what that preparatory work, then that's your target for that year. And if you've met it, it's green. Now all our projects are red. Every single project is red. Now that's the core function of the department. And because I think we're using the wrong indicators, in your core function, if we have to now report to Parliament, we say, this department is failing. Because it's all red, if you know what I'm saying. Now, all of us raised it. Mr. Morgan raised it yesterday, we raised it. That clearly there's a problem with the indicators. I mean, on some of those projects, we are actually doing damn well. But because we write up the thing wrongly, we say we have to be 20%. And then you measure 20% of what? And no one can measure what 20% of what. Then we're giving a red. And that's why all our projects, our main core function is red, which is really problematic. And I think some of it may be because we're not doing the work, but I think most of it we actually have done whatever work we've had to do in that year, but we're using the wrong indicator. So I think we're going to set aside that first week. We'll take the first 2 days and we'll spend it on looking at your department plus your entities. So they must go and do work as well. The CMAs, the water boards, all of them must go and look at what are their performance functions. Because, for example, the Research Commission, clearly its indicators of what is successful and what its performance is going to clearly not be the same as projects in the department. So you have to get different indicators to really reflect, and some of which we raised today. For example, what are we doing with that information? Clearly we've not got those indicators. So I think we'll spend those 2 days so that by the time we get to March next year, we already have some idea what's going to be in the strategic plan, and so that when we then endorse the strategic plan, we're actually endorsing the indicators as well this time. Or at least we've done some work on it, at least not like this year, nothing. So I think we'll do that, and then the second part of that week, we'll do what Minister has said. I want to suggest we'll ask COCTA and the sanitation, that's housing, human settlements. The three of us have 2 days meetings on that, and we get the departments there to talk through some of these things. You know, what are we doing with the policy on sanitation? On what is it that we can get COCTA and our department to do in the water arena to make, and actually in the environment as well. What can we do to, actually environment should be there as well, DG. Environment should be there as well, you and environment, because you see there are also things in the municipalities that's important environment-wise and water-wise. So I think we'll take the last 2 days then to start a discussion on that, not the beginning and the end, but at least that we get some discussion going. We have actually set down a day now in November to try and meet with them on the sanitation thing, but I think it's better that we actually move it till next year and people can prepare properly. And I first meet with those two chairs, get buy-in from them and so on before we move forward. So I think, Minister, we'll do that as a plan for the first week of next year. And so DJ, we've got a lot of work to do. Then on the hearings we've had, let me just say, I don't get surprised easily. I'm an old hand in these things, so there's little in government that can still surprise me, except when it goes backwards. But I must say I'm surprised on some good things that have happened in the department. I really am. I mean, I was absolutely, I can't tell you how delighted I am to hear that we have a qualified report in WTE. That's an amazing step forward. Look, previously I've spoken to people have just told me you can't solve the problem. So I've just been sitting here thinking, hey, we're talking about this thing. Suddenly we have moved the AG to a point where we've got a qualified report. The AG has also made some good points on the rest of our budget stuff, that even the department has shown some increase, although we've gone backwards in one or two areas, but that is an upward surge. So I think very vital there that we tell you that it's absolute. I mean, I'm amazed that we're showing results so quickly from the. And I imagine the BPR process had something to do with it, but also of course having a new DG, taking away, getting leadership in the department, taking away the uncertainties. I think all those things play a role. And so I'm actually ecstatic. And we're going to reflect in the report that we know these things can go backward, but at this stage there has been a very, very good progress moving forward. We can mention some of them, as I say, moving from a disqualification to a qualification is amazing. So I think there's some really good work down there. I am still worried about some things, and I really am worried, Minister, that, you know, we spoke to the CFO quite a bit yesterday, that we're still making mistakes around procurement. I mean, it's the Achilles heel of the department. And we can't, after 2 years of engagement with the department, we can't fix up basic things. Like they told us, you know, that there are still some people in the department that will sign off on a procurement when they've got two procurements. There are some people...
Or
something. So what we have asked is that in the next... the department has told us that they've also agreed to realign to make sure that all the finance people report to the CFO. And in the next week or two, they'll tell us about that. But also then we said that the implementation plan must be done before the end of the year. How are we going to make sure that that happens in the department? So we're not going to just leave it for next year. And then also we've asked that all the problems with procurement there's been in the past, that they look at each one of those and come and tell us what they're doing to solve the matter. You know, I mean, my attitude is very simple, and I'm sure, Minister, you agree. If there are still people that have delegations in the department on procurement and they're making mistakes, those delegations must be taken away from them. Even if it slows down things, then those procurements must be done at the CFO level. I mean, we cannot have people in the department that still sign off on two procurements if they know that the rules say three.
That's what is a business plan for each one of us.
Exactly. So those things there, we gave the instructions yesterday, DG. We're not going to go through them, but please remember that those things are strongly on the table. Because all that, if you do that, then this whole process of getting better is even going to go quicker.
Mm.
And so, but having said that, that is not a criticism at all. That's just trying to rectify some of the things. I think we are really on a positive trend with the department. I can see just when I speak to you separately with the Auditor General, there's a very positive vibe amongst them. That young man that works with the WPE, what's his name? Because, I mean, he's like, for the first time ever, I've seen him smile, and he walks around now like a flower. So happy. I mean, like a huge thing has been taken off his head. And this young man, he should never have been walking around with that cloud. He's now walking around, he's like, as I say, he's like a little daisy, you know, like a lovely little flower there. Very excited and so on. So clearly there are things that are going well. And so to both CFOs and the DG, your financial issues are going well. On the performance things, we've already said where we're going to go there, so we can only get better there. So on the whole, I want to tell all of you that please let all the staff know that I think we're going in the right direction, and we just, it just makes our lives so much easier. It's very difficult to go and give speeches one after the other and say, hey, you know, next time we hope to give a better report, but there's still these problems. Now we can at least say we're seeing movement and we're happy about it.
It doesn't
Minister,
mean bonuses yet.
Please, Minister, no bonuses.
Not yet.
And then, of course, Minister, you are spending a whole morning with us. It's really appreciated. And what's really important about you spending it with us is you bring a lot of other perspectives to us. Because, I mean, obviously, you look at the whole government and see where the department fits into that. Now, the department staff can't always give that perspective. So it's a really worthwhile for us to be able to see the bigger picture. And really, for you to take off a morning, I know you run two departments, it's almost impossible for you. So thank you so very much. So everyone, thank you. Thank you, the work's gone well. Can you also tell all the entities, we thank them to keep the work going well. And next week, Tuesday, 9:30, we start with DIA. I spoke to the Auditor General. Basically, everything's fine. to look at the water one, because that's where things are going down, and part of it, your analysis was because sanitation was taken away from us. So I want to see if that's got worse, and of course the NDGs around the environment are very important. So we'll do that, and then on the Thursday afternoon, hopefully we'll then pass the two reports that these work has been great for us. The report deadline is the 23rd. 23rd, I got a letter, but at least I want to finish it on that Thursday so we don't have to worry further. Then the week after that, we started with the public hearings around the National Water Resource Strategy. Now, I'm really worried about this. We only have 3 submissions so far. It's really, really scary that in the whole South Africa around water. Shalik, I want you to check if there's a possibility, which is a suggestion by Minister, which I think is a good one. Let's see if we can't put an advert in the newspapers. We'll still accept very late and urgent input. But DG, please, I want each of the entities to make a submission. Because these are the people that work with water. And it's very important that we listen to them, what's in the strategy, if it covers their areas and so on. So that'll be quite a good boost for us. We are also still trying to get some of the NGOs that usually work around water, but I see the center has not given a submission. They're working on it. Okay. So those people that we know that are usually give positive inputs, we're going to get them as well. Also, if any of you know anyone that wants to possibly make, for example, we send it to Eskom, we send it to Telkom. They are major role players around water. I mean, I expect them to make submissions there. I mean, how are they not making submissions? I just don't understand it. How Eskom and Telkom and Cecil and they're all not making submissions. But okay. But we'll try and do an advert as well. Mr. Morgan, you want to?
Thanks. Along with the specific entity, I really think we should, as a department, can make it happen for us as well. I think we should get an input from a selection, maybe 2 of the water boards. Because, I mean, they have massive competencies and skills and science. I mean, like Rand Water, it would be very interesting to hear what they say about it. So I really think...
Well, I include them in the entities.
You,
okay.
Well,
absolutely.
At least, I mean, certainly not all of them.
No, not all of them, but if they say I'm
sure,
in Rand Water, for
sure
example...
So would be fine.
Rand Water should definitely come and make it.
But you'll be lucky to find that they have not been part of it creating it.
No, and Minister, I said I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah.
But that is why in their areas there may be some detail that, and also to get the debate going around here.
Mm.
Otherwise we're gonna have no debate, we're gonna just talk to ourselves.
Can we call women's organizations?
Yeah.
We sent to all of them.
Have they responded?
We don't send the press statement to the press. We send it to the people that we want to send it to. We send it to the organization. So everything, you can have a look. I mean, Shaleka's got a list of emails. We send it individually to each organization. The last people we send it to is the media.
You see, that why I'm raising those organizations is that you may want to get the team also over and above the adverts, just literally sitting down, making calls directly to people. But some may have missed that too. Just so that we get the external stakeholders, we should be careful not to find ourselves talking to others. It's likely to come if it's institutions that are within the body of water. I say, you know, we put in strong elements of equity in that. We haven't heard about what women say, what the young people are saying, and their organizations, they will always come across that. So they may have missed out on that.
We send to each department, we send to each provincial government, we send to SAGA.
I may not know how
not
to
a single one of them has. Please, Chileka, what I want you to do is spend today, you've got a whole day now free. Just think of a nice day for you. And tomorrow as well. I want you to go and look at the ones that usually make submissions. Like Minister suggested, we must also look again at specifically women's organs. But now we must phone them.
Yeah.
And say we want them. SAGA, we must phone and tell them that we want them. But then you see what I want you to let go, they must send us a letter to say we are going to make a submission.
Maybe the
Thank you.
now, this very minute, receive a copy of the... Remember, we agreed with the bill to be split in two. We're going to deal with all the non-controversial stuff, and then NEMA stuff we're going to deal with separately with the process and that. Now, I've received a copy of the amendments. I've not looked at them. I'm going to give the copy to each member. I want you guys to look at it. I mean, most of it is actually not amendments. They're just as they are in the bill. There's one or two amendments we've asked for. The one was around the traditional leaders, and then there was something around offences. We just wanted technically a change. So there shouldn't be much changes from what there is, hardly anything. So what I'm going to give it to you to have a look at, then we're going to make space somewhere when we're happy. I want each party particularly to let me know if they're happy with it. Obviously, Minister will look at it and the pardon as well. And then I want you all to let me know as soon as you've gone through it that you're happy with it or not happy with it and what it is, so that we can quickly find a time when we see that everyone is happy that we can pass this bill, okay? I want this to be passed very urgently to try and see if the NCOP can still deal with it. This is the one that's the uncontroversial.
Can I check something, Chair,
yes.
As well? We have recently released two policy papers out to the public. The new estuary management strategy, as well as the marine strategy. I'm suggesting that we also bring that in a way.
We've already suggested them, as always, give us those policies.
And
can.
The regulations.
Yeah, please. We haven't received them.
Yeah, no, we send it.
Okay, so please, let's look at this. Sorry, Mr. Morgan.
Good, Chair, just clarity. The bill that we've got in front of us is, as you say, the stuff that we probably all are going to agree on. It's not actually a direct split of the biodiversity and the NEMA. So I see there's quite a fair bit of NEMA in the bill that's before us.
No, man, I've told them to not have NEMA in here. And they put it in.
Yeah.
In fact, I told them to go and redo it yesterday, and they told me they've redone it.
Not much.
No, this is wrong. Give this back. Sorry, I should have checked this. Well, I spoke to them yesterday, told them that the NEMA things we've agreed as a committee will look at as a package. You can't take half of it away and not. So I just do not understand why they've kept it in here. I'll speak to them now. Please just give this back. I'll get it properly done.
Biodiversity one is the one we need
for bioprospecting as it is. And the rhino stuff.
Yeah.
So what we've agreed, and I've agreed this with the minister, we're taking NEMA and putting it separate. Even if there are some things, to them, people may have not rearranged certain things under NEMA, but we've not engaged with NEMA properly. So they may still even be where we've got consensus. They may be just because we've not engaged with it properly. So we said keep park that one. The bill completely. So we look at it holistically how we change it. And then the biodiversity and all the other bills that we agree with, that there's no controversies, let's pass that separately. As I said, they gave me a bill, I looked through it, that had NEMA in it. I said, take NEMA out. I spoke directly with Mr. Abada, so I really apologize. I should have actually checked. I just assumed they fixed it up. So maybe it's what it is, I think the state law advisor sent this bill. And this department probably has not looked at the bill that they've sent to us. And there may be something that slipped through there. We'll talk to them now. I'll speak to them, okay? So you will get a bill then today or tomorrow. Please urgently look at it. And as I said, they shouldn't be controversial. But in any amendments and that, let me know beforehand so that I don't... So I can also speak to Minister and them where there are further amendments that maybe people think before we move. And then we want to try and pass it tomorrow, next week sometime. In the committee, if we're all in agreement, okay? All right, everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You please make it now.
The meeting that was scheduled for 2 o'clock with the minister is being brought forward to 1 o'clock. So if you can please that assembly. Minister, and call those others who are in this area to join us quickly, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minister, I like your style of involving the civil society
Oh, yeah.
in everything.
Yeah.
Did you get? I wonder if they've sent to the Women Parliament magazine. Women, you know, the one that was held at the ICT in
I'm fine.
I'm fine.